Milliken was known for reaching across the aisle to find common ground and get things done. His former policy advisor, Bill Rustem, describes the beliefs that drove Milliken's public life.
The importance of dealing with people straight on, being principled, being honest, but always keeping in mind what the end goal was, and thinking not just about this generation, but thinking two and three generations ahead.
He was a Republican who remained steadfastly moderate even as his party drifted to the right. Rustem says the call to public service was strong for Milliken.
He believed there was a role for government in making certain that everybody was treated equally, in making certain large issues like our environment, like our infrastructure, were paid for and protected in an appropriate way.
After serving in combat in World War II, Milliken returned to his hometown of Traverse City to run the family department store. In 1960, he turned to public life. He served as state senator and lieutenant governor. In 1969, he achieved his teenage dream of becoming governor of Michigan. Milliken was re-elected governor three times, serving 14 years until 1983. Rustem says when Milliken became governor, Michigan was reeling from serious pollution problems.
During his administration, Governor Milliken really led the way for the state and the nation into a new era of environmental responsibility.
Even though Milliken's final term ended more than 35 years ago, many of his initiatives remain with us today. Because of him, Michigan has a landmark bottle deposit law. He banned DDT and pushed legislation that protected wetlands. Rustem says the biggest challenge of Milliken's public life was the PBB crisis in the 1970s.
A million animals of various kinds had to be destroyed because they had been fed contaminated food, which was then affecting the food chain.
Critics said Milliken's administration was slow to respond, but Rustem says he rose to the occasion in trademark Milliken fashion.
Never talked about blaming other people. Said, we've got a problem, we got to fix it, and he would move forward and did.
Milliken believed everyone should have an equal chance. He successfully fought for fair housing legislation, and Milliken worked to try to save Detroit from financial disaster, angering many who did not want to help the economically distressed city or its Democratic mayor, Coleman Young. Adolf Mongo was a political advisor to Young. He says Milliken and Young became friends, despite their different backgrounds, temperaments, and party affiliations.
They respected each other. They could work together. They didn't have these issues with, oh, you know what, you're Republican, you're a Democrat, I'm not with you. And you look at how crazy politics is today, you wish you had those kind of relationships again.
Mongo says Milliken knew that if Detroit thrived, the state thrived.
He didn't look at Detroit as a black city. He looked at it as this is our largest city.
Dave Dempsey is the author of a biography of Milliken. He says Milliken's legacy is intertwined with his wife's. Former First Lady Helen Milliken, who died in 2012, became a nationally renowned activist in favor of reproductive choice and the Equal Rights Amendment. Dempsey says Milliken shared many of her views, even when it caused him political difficulties.
He vetoed restrictions on Medicaid payments for abortions numerous times during office.
In a 2006 WKAR public TV interview, Milliken reflected on his years in politics.
If I were to look back 25 years from now, I think I can honestly say I had a sense of commitment to advance the public good and not advance my own narrow political goals, and that I have contributed, maybe in some small way, to a better Michigan.
A true son of the state, Milliken remained in the Traverse City area he loved from the time he left office until his death. I'm Virginia Gordon.